This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. If you're itching for a tour of Looneyville, just look at left-wing professors. There's a left-wing professor. Well, let me back up. You've seen the stories in the last 2 years of left-wing professors, right, who say that philosophy is racist. Why? Well, because they say so many of the ancient philosophers were white. That's such ignorance. I mean, Greek philosophers, you're calling them white? Wouldn't they be immigrants from Greece if they came to America today? I mean, come on. And then they say mathematics is white for the same reason. Mathematics is bigoted and racist. Too many white people in the history of mathematics. Oh, and the same thing for science. And it wasn't long ago I saw another left-wing professor that said logic is racist and calls for minorities to engage in logic when they're on the debate team instead of just screaming and crying and whining and yelling and doing the things that some people do. To demand that they invoke logic and reason, that's racist. Because reason is, they say, a white man's paradigm that doesn't equally apply to everyone. I mean, this is what left-wing professors are arguing. So now, the newest one, get ready for this one. This is why I recorded this podcast. There's a left-wing professor. I don't even know what school this person teaches at, but you know, they're all insane. He says that demands for civility are racist. It's all about white supremacy, they say. So if you demand civility, if you think that we should live in a civil society, you're a white supremacist, according to the left-wing professors. And because they say, well, you know, rioting and uprisings and bombings and arson and shooting conservatives, that's all part of the way, you know, non-white people express themselves. And so if you say that they should be civil and stop being a violent, angry mob, that's white supremacy. That's bigoted. You're an intolerant bigot because you think people should follow the law of civil society. You see, wasn't it Dana Ullman, I think I've got the name right, a comedian, who did a recent piece kind of mocking political correctness, and she had, it was like a little video skit. She had students in chairs and mocking like they're doing a therapy session. And one student in there was saying that water is racist. You know, but you can see that would actually be uttered by a left-wing person today. Water is racist because water is controlled by the white male patriarchy. You know, water's racist. These people are insane. And even the comedians are seeing it now, how insane the whole thing is. You know, every concept that is part of the pillar of modern human civilization, mathematics, science, logic, civility, the rule of law, every one of those things the left says is racist, bigoted, white supremacy. So no wonder they call Trump a racist, because Trump wants to have an abundant, lawful society for America. And they call him a racist. He wants to have border controls so that drug-running criminal gangs, child trafficking pedophiles and rapists don't enter America. And for that, he's called a racist. He only wants white people to enter the country. That's not true. You know how many visas are given out every year for non-white people? In fact, the majority of them for legal immigration are given out for non-Caucasian individuals. America is, of course, one of the most generous countries in the world in terms of immigration, not anywhere near the most restrictive. But anyway, that's beside the point. So when you debate with a leftist and you demand that the debate use rules of reason, you are a racist. Do you understand that? Because you can be, let's say, debating abortion. You can debate abortion with a leftist, and you can say, you know, abortion ends the life of a human being that is living inside its mother's womb, right? There's a beating heart, there's perception, there are memories, there's expression of emotion. That baby is a conscious being. And the left, the left-wing person debating you, instead of trying to refute your logic and reason, they will just start screaming at you.
Ah, you're a bigot. You're a hater.
That's it. That's their whole argument now. Remember the whole border control debate where Trump is like, you know what? We're not going to separate families anymore. We're going to reject everybody who's an illegal. What was the left-wing response to that? It was screaming babies. That's it. That's their whole debate. Because to them, the very essence of logic is racist and bigoted. Just logic is racist. Mathematics is racist. So if you go on a chalkboard and you write, you know, 2 + 3 = 5, they start screaming, you racist, you white supremacist, you must be a member of the KKK. You wrote a plus sign, and that's mathematics, and mathematics is racist. This is the kind of thing that these people do. God forbid if you write, I don't know, the square root of imaginary numbers. How about that? What would they do then? Talk about unhinged. The square root of imaginary numbers. So, yeah, they don't like that. Okay, but the point is, so you're not even allowed to use words that mean anything anymore, because that invokes logic and reason. Meanwhile, the left has its own, like, fake words that they assign great meaning to, even though it's complete nonsense, like, you're a Nazi. Even though you're not a member of the Nazi Party, you've never had a skinhead, you've never joined the Third Reich, they say you're a Nazi because you don't support their twisted, distorted worldview rooted in violence and insanity. You're a Nazi. So they use words as weapons, whereas everybody else uses words to try to impart meaning. You see the difference? To the left, words are things to be weaponized to distort reality, whereas to conservatives and libertarians and people of reason, words are things that are designed to impart meaning in order to have an overlay of structure and meaning about the world around you. To the left, that very idea is bigotry. So if you're called a racist, if you're called a Nazi, if you're called a bigot, if you're called a white supremacist, rest assured they call everybody that. Everybody who can do math. Like if you're sitting in a restaurant, and the waiter gives you the bill at the end, and it's like $40. You got a $40 bill. And you start to calculate a 15% tip. What's a 15% tip of $40? And you start doing the math, you know, trying to come up with six. And the person sitting with you, let's say who's a liberal, a raging lunatic liberal, they're going to say, oh my God, you're doing math. Are you doing math? You white racist bigot, get out of the restaurant. You're not welcome here. I saw a multiplication symbol in your head. You're doing math. See, because to be a leftist, you have to disavow mathematics. Otherwise, you can't understand all their policies of giving out everything for free to financially illiterate left-wing voters who don't understand numbers, don't understand math. To them, it is racist. It's like, compounding interest, the rule of 72? What? You're dividing the years by the month, by the interest? What? What are you doing? They don't understand anything like that. They have no idea. Debt? What is debt? They don't know what debt is. That's why they all have so much credit card debt, because they don't know how debt works. And they don't know how national debt works, or government spending, nothing. And this is why they collapse all their societies. Look at Venezuela. Look at Detroit. Look at every liberal-run city in America and every, you know, radical left-wing fascist slash extreme socialist slash Marxist country in the world. They're all collapsed crap holes because liberals run them into the dirt because they think math is bigoted. They don't want to keep a set of books. They don't want to do accounting. They don't want to study economics. In fact, they think cause and effect is racist. So technically, just to summarize all this, they're not qualified to be citizens in a world of reason. They're not qualified to participate in a free society. They're not even qualified to participate in a civil society. They don't even recognize the rule of law, hence their sanctuary cities that protect criminals with immunity against laws, even while their own citizens are being raped and murdered by the very people they're protecting. So Think about that. If you want to live in a collapsed society, a crap hole, a third world crap hole, vote Democrat. If you want to live in a society where people can do math, where cause and effect is recognized, where logic and reason are valued instead of attacked and used to mock people, then vote for somebody other than Democrats. You get to choose what kind of society in which you wish to live. Democrats are financially illiterate people. They hate logic. They hate reason. They hate math. They hate facts. And that's why they fail. At everything they try to run, they run it into the ground. And they will continue to do so for as long as anybody is stupid enough to give them power. Never let Democrats have power over you, because they will destroy your life. They will destroy everything that you value in society. And they will destroy your entire nation. But they'll call it equality, even though they hate equal signs, because that's part of mathematics. Think about it. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality, so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.